I'm DJ Allen, and I'm the storyteller and every NPC in the game except a couple.
I'm Enzo, and I'm Fletcher Souza.
I'm Jen. I play May.
My name is Morgan Imperial, and I play Renny Augustus.
I'm Scuzz, and I'm Mr. Polite.
Call Jesus.
What's up, Missy?
Where the hell are you?
I'm at the house.
Okay. Do you have any of your boys with you?
I only got four of them.
Okay. You need to call everybody and make sure there is protection. Elysium, there was a shooting at Elysium. There's many cops there. I'm sending all brethren there for sanctuary. I have heavy hitters coming in from out of town. I have Seamus with me. But you need to be careful. And you need to make sure you need to get to Crystal Towers now. Because there, I believe, there's a problem here. A very big problem.
Is that where you're at?
Yes.
All right, I'll be there as soon as I can.
Not as soon as you can, now. Click.
Like you should have been here yesterday!
Okay. And in, after that conversation, comes the two very nice-looking vehicles. I mean, they're shiny, they're new. Couple of Cadillacs, couple of BMWs. A bunch of Irish guys pile out. We're going to stop the scene. And we're going to go with Remy, since you two are split up now. Are we going?
I saw her walk towards the back of the building, so when I pulled my subordinates on the phone, I started walking back.
Okay.
I started following her.
You've been consoled.
Okay, so I
didn't think she had a soul. Do vampires have souls?
Yes.
Oh.
In this game, they do. Anyway.
So she has a con to her soul.
Shut up.
Sorry.
So I'm going to say, thank you so much for your help, and thank you for your number. I will keep you in mind if I need any assistance.
No problem, man.
Give my winningest thank you kind of smile, you know.
Did you give him your name?
I didn't.
Okay. I just wanted to keep that straight.
Nice.
I don't want him calling you Remy later and him.
My name is none of your goddamn business.
He never asked.
Gravelly voice.
He did.
What?
He'll know you as the Southern Belle that calls up.
Yeah.
Give me information now.
Whatever works.
Okay. Well then.
I'm gonna start walking away.
You two collide. No, I'm kidding. You just come together.
Remy, what did you find out from the cop?
Well, I managed to get a little bit of information. From what I understand, the shooter was wearing a lot of green. The deceased was wearing a lot of green.
Wondering what a Seamus' guy is.
That it does. The shooter was wearing... This cop wasn't sure. Or orange or red.
So Bloods or the Los Lobos. But since Los Lobos' leader is with us, he's a sheriff, I'm going to go for the Bloods.
Okay. And the name of the man shot was Price Green. That name ring any bells? I think we should get on the phone with...
Since you
Mr.
took copious
Black
notes,
Seamus.
You would recognize that as one of the four greens, the actual four ghouls that created the group for... Oh, no, Seamus.
Well, it's one of Seamus' top boys. Why don't you give Plate a call? Seamus is with him. Tell him everything, you know. I'm going to go talk to Lex.
All right.
Come over when you're done. Talk to... Because we should stick together. Other vampires will be coming. Keep an eye out for more of our brethren. I'm going to walk over to Lex.
Well, he was by the... You know, he was surrounded by the cops. You know, he does come out to see you. This is a fucking mess.
Yeah, and you got a shitload of our brethren coming here.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Los Ricos over there on the other end of the block. Some fucking idiot. Hood. Which is another nickname for the red guys. Ran in. Shot Price right fucking head all over my favorite painting. Ran out before I could even react. I was busy.
Isn't Lex a vampire?
He is a vampire.
Okay.
Alright. Well, have you talked to Polite yet tonight, Lex?
I talked to him earlier. I think he called while I was being interviewed. Couldn't pick up the phone. He didn't leave a message, though.
Fair enough. Enzo's been taken.
Oh, shit.
We're not sure by who. There's a big hole in my house where Enzo used to be.
Okay. Are you gonna call him, or do you need me to call him?
Who?
Polite.
Remy's calling Polite right now, letting him know what's going on with the whole shooting incident. She got some information of a cop. I'm guessing he'll be on his way here at some point. He had to make it. Him and Seamus are together doing something. I think they were gonna go look for Sebastian.
Wait, Seamus is with him?
Yeah.
Seamus is over there with Las Vegas.
No, Seamus is with Polite. What the fuck are you talking about?
If you look down the street, standing right next to Las Vegas, swear to God, it's Seamus talking to him.
I'm running down the street now to them. Like, I'm going right to Rodriguez and shit.
Turn on the high juice!
What?
Yeah, but you can get there really quick.
As I pull my phone out and start...
In front of hundreds of spectators.
They're not watching.
They're going to notice someone zips down the street at 50 miles an hour.
Okay, as I'm running, I'm also dialing his number.
There's this bitch going Mach 3 down the road.
But
holy
I've
fuck.
Already... my brain is going, get the hold of him right
now. Are you
right
following
now.
Her?
Well, no, I'm calling... Well, I don't know.
She's standing next to us.
I was calling while she was calling.
While we were talking to... Yeah.
Okay, well, you're calling him.
So,
go.
Okay, so I call Mr.
Yeah, while you're running.
What number pops up?
It says Remy.
Remy.
Whatever her number is.
I don't have Remy's number on my phone.
Well, then it's got some number that isn't... It's not blocked.
Okay.
Pete?
I certainly hope not.
Oh, hi, Remy.
I've just got some information about what's been going on.
All right.
Shiny things in frames.
All right.
Because I don't remember whether I can say Elysium to him or not.
So what happened? What happened at Elysium?
Oh.
Well, forget
right
forward about it.
There was a shooting. From what I understand, the man who was shot, Mr. Price Green, was wearing a lot of green, and from what May tells me, he was a pretty big wig in the...
One of Seamus' top boys.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of what the gang
Greens.
Was called. Just the Greens?
Yeah. Mr. Green, wearing green, was shot being a member of the Greens.
I'm trying not to be redundant.
Yes. That's exactly it, Jared. Thank you.
Covered in green.
It's okay, Remy. I understand.
The name actually comes from
the
their
Greens,
last name.
That's right. Okay.
That's the other end of my, that holds the thing that goes into my iPod for the...
So he was the one who was shot. The shooter was wearing either orange or red. The cop I spoke with wasn't sure. And he couldn't give me any kind of identifying information on the shooter. It's not much to go on, but obviously you're with Seamus, and Price Green was definitely one of his men, so I hope that can give you some information as well if you talk to him.
Okay, thank you, Remy. Are you safe?
I'm perfectly fine.
Is May safe?
You see me running down this block. You're sitting next to Lex at this point.
She may not be safe for long.
Try to keep her out of trouble. I know you both are worried about Enzo. Just, this will get taken care of. Just stay together, stay safe, and watch out for each other.
All right. I will do my best.
All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna hit Los Rigues and
now I'm gonna have
Seamus.
Yeah, you're fast approaching and Los Rigues is looking at you with a strange. Los Rigues towers over Seamus. He is obnoxiously tall.
Seamus.
Or like 7'4" or what?
He's six nine.
Like tall enough that you can
go
around calling people.
Remember?
Oh,
okay. I almost knifed him.
Yeah, 6'9".
Los Rigues?
Yeah.
Yes, he's like a foot and a half taller than I am.
Yeah. Seamus is looking at you confused.
Seamus, why aren't you with Polite?
Why would I be with Polite?
Oh, shit.
Fuck. calling
this is
him.
The point where I see Seamus. I get on close enough that I can see him, and I just stop in my tracks for
where
a moment.
Where have you been all night, Seamus? I call polite.
And then I'm going to keep...
Don't look at me!
I will explain once you tell me where you've been.
Mr. Polite told me to meet him here.
No, that doesn't work. Because he didn't leave my side once he showed up.
Yeah, he probably just heard about everything.
No, because
he heard about his gang member and came to Elysium.
Because he showed up at the house and he never left once, because I told him to stay with me.
You're not there.
Everybody's helping explain out of character.
Yeah, I know what's going on now.
Doppelgangers.
Now, where they are actually standing is in a like little park area at the end of the block, because there's a, like a not a dog park, but there's like a little fountain and some benches and some trees.
It's a cute.
And they're standing on actual on the lawn.
I'm calling polite. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
We have a problem.
What?
And I'm not sure which one of us is actually in... has the problem.
Not me.
I'm standing next to Seamus.
No, you're not. I'm standing...
Yes. Like I said, I don't know which one of us has the problem.
How do you know yours is real?
I'm standing right next to him talking to him. Well, now I'm going to reach over and smack it. I'm going to reach over and, like, touch Seamus. Try to reach out and grab him.
As you put your hand on his shoulder, he sinks completely into the earth.
Seems I have the problem.
Well, this is inconvenient.
Ain't that the truth?
And the only thing Las Ricas can say is,
what the hell just happened here?
Did you hang up then?
No, I'm still on the phone with you.
What's the problem?
He just sank into the ground.
You having issues?
I reached out and touched him.
How hard did you touch him, May?
Reach out and touch someone.
Like I was going to reach up and shake his hand kind of hard.
Yeah, but in your current state, May, you kind of touch people a little hard.
Ooh. I wouldn't have broken anything.
That's what she said.
He says on your end.
You! Shh! Just a second.
Fuck.
And in the background, you can hear, dude, did you just see what he did?
Remy, Regis, let's head back to Lex, please.
Dude, is he a superhero?
Before the
cops... He might say that. Is he a superhero?
Before the cops see that he just sank into the ground.
Did you just kill him?
No. He just sank into the ground.
He just sank into the ground like it was quicksand.
Yeah, I'm on speakerphone right now because the way you...
Yeah, I'm just... I'm like,
so he's not there anymore.
He just sank
into
the ground.
There is no trace of him there.
I'm going to look and see if there's any residue or anything or just...
Hold on a second. I'll look at my Seamus.
What?
I'm going to do something and I apologize now.
Okay.
Backhand.
Because
you're supposedly down at Elysium.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking interesting.
So what do you know if somebody would, like, put their hand on your shoulder and you'd sink in the ground? Any ideas?
I can't do that. Gangrel can, but I can't.
Gangrel. It's a form of vampire.
It's a protean thing.
Isn't it a gangrel form of vampire?
Lex is a gangrel.
May. Seamus just told me that's like a Gangrel clan thing, so watch your back, keep your eyes open, and I'm going to assume I'm with the right one.
Yeah, Lex is a Gangrel. I don't know what he would have to do anything about this. He's freaked out because his painting got ruined.
But I don't know about form shit. You keep your eyes open and be careful. I also sent Tara and Nikita down to Elysium. When they get there, try to stick kind of close to them while... We don't trust them the most. They're going to have the best firepower we have right now.
Fair enough. And right now we might as well team up because whoever the fuck is doing this is picking us up.
If you run into any problems, let me know and we'll deal with it then.
Where are you at anyway?
I'm taking care of some things.
Where you hang out, Lex and Remy or walk over down there. Now you weren't privy to the conversation here, but you get... Because she booked ass as soon as...
Seamus,
Like,
so
they run down and up from the side before you hang up.
Okay.
Pulls Tara in a vehicle all by herself.
Well, Tara just got here.
Wait, where's Nikita?
I don't know. She's by herself.
Okay, click, call Tara.
And she's getting out of the vehicle.
What?
Where's Nikita?
I don't know. I told you that before.
Okay. I need you...
And if you wouldn't call me every 5 minutes, I could get some shit done.
Could you shut up for a second?
Maybe.
Stop being the Russian bitch you are and listen.
Fuck you sideways.
The masquerade might be in danger. Shut off. I know you want to act all butch and tough. Well, here's your chance.
Butch.
There, take charge at Elysium. Don't be a bitch about it. And protect everybody there. I know you probably have the most firepower there.
I'm all by myself.
No, you protect your brethren.
No, what I'm saying is, I came alone.
Yes. And you alone probably have enough C4 and weaponry in the back of your fucking pickup to level all the cops there.
That's not true.
I don't believe you.
I had to steal a vehicle. Mine's missing. And I can't get a hold of anybody with a Russian accent in town.
Then stick close to May. She'll take care of you. Hand the phone to May.
She's not touching my phone.
Hand the phone to May.
Fucking here.
Yes.
Hi, May. God, it worked! I know I shouldn't be this excited. I'm sorry.
My back is to everyone, and I'm going to cover my mouth so I'm not going to giggle at him.
Sorry, the bitch deserved it. Anyways, I'm putting you in charge of everything. If you need help, Remy is there. Do rely on her. She is competent. I mean, if Enzo trusts her and trusts you...
I know.
Tara has nothing. Oh, okay. Nikita's missing. You take charge there. I'll be there shortly.
All right.
And if you see the false Seamus again... Knock him out and take him hostage if you can.
Got it.
Okay. You can get the phone back if you want.
Click. I'm going to toss the phone back over there. All right, we need to figure out how to get the hell into Elysium. The cops ain't letting us in. Lax, is there a way we can get in?
Not as long as they got police tape all over the place. We can... There's a place a couple of blocks away we can go, but it's not protected by the Elysium laws.
There isn't, like, a back door to this place besides the actual back
door?
They got
that blocked off, too.
There isn't a secret back door?
No. Who you guys think this is? That 1920s?
No, we think it's Elysium.
We think it's Elysium. They think there's a secret entrance out just in case.
Pendragon didn't want any secret things so people can get in and out without being noticed. I just follow the rules.
Well, see, there's only two cops in the back, right?
Oh. So you need my services.
I'm just asking, are there just two cops in the back? Yes or no?
Time check.
There are two cops in the alley.
Real time check is 7:41.
10:15.
Okay.
Well, why don't we see... Okay, who can glamour them so we can get around and get through them? Because there obviously is... There's only two cops. There's five of us.
Well, I can go back and talk to my friend, Mr. Adams, again.
So, who you have around you right now is Las Rigas, who is... Maquette, also. You have Tara, who is... Gangrel. You have Adava... You have Lex, who's a gangrel, and you have your Maquette. There's just five of you there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make sure that I'm... Yes, because it's Lex, Las Rigas, Tara, and then you two are the only five there.
Okay, since there's only two guards, is there any way someone can use any of their powers to sneak past them so we can get the fuck inside? So at least then we're fucking protected from anything picking us off.
Well, now, this is Lex. Now, let me point out that Elysium doesn't have any magical powers. It's just agreed upon that bad shit will happen if you break the rule.
Fair enough.
So, if we're gonna hunker down,
We may want to go down the street a couple of blocks, because this shit's going to be going on for quite a while. It's my... The place is my safe house.
Fair enough. I'll call Polite and let him know we're going to be elsewhere, so if he doesn't send anyone else our way, they can head that way.
And instead of a phone call, you get all circuits are currently busy. Please try your call later.
Dun dun dun.
Not like... Okay, can anyone else's phone work?
I tried calling Polite again online.
You also get the all circuits are currently busy.
I'm going to call Remy to see if it's just Polite's number or if it's just our phones.
Her number rings.
Chat.
Okay, so, and this is Lex. So, what we've discovered is we can't contact the person who's running the show.
Does Seamus have a cell phone on him?
Sure.
I'm going to call Seamus.
All circuits are currently busy.
So apparently someone knows that Seamus and Polite are together.
Okay. I vote for going to my safe house. Tara and Los Ricos both. Tara goes, yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's go.
Back to the Crystal Tower.
Is this there yet?
Well, first of all, let's go back to... You had received a couple of phone calls, and Seamus is talking to his...
entourage.
Nine guys that showed up.
Okay.
They're all Irish. They're all distinctly Irish. After Seamus is done briefing everybody, one of them offers you an AK-47.
Thank you, but no.
Okay.
And check Seamus, my Uzi, check my Desert Eagle, check my knives, check my grenades.
Check your butter knife.
Check your butter knife.
I said check my knives.
Seamus also has a backpack now. It's got all kinds of goodies in there for him.
Okay.
He's got a lot more weapons on him now.
Okay.
One of the cars that rolled up that the Irish people were in explodes outside, causing the front doors to shatter inward from the impact of the concussion. The concussion is the word I'm looking for.
Does it just like randomly explode, or like do I see rocket explode?
It looks like it just explodes.
Okay, how is the courtyard set up? How is the entryway set up?
This is great audio here. I'm gonna draw a map.
By the way, is Jose there yet?
Jose!
Is Jesus there? Is Jesus there? You got a character named Jesus?
Jesus, yeah.
Sweet. I want to meet Jesus.
I'll send you there.
Wait, okay, which character is the one that keeps calling you Essay all the time?
Jesus.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm not a fucking term paper!
I keep getting Jesus and Los Rios kind of mixed up in my head a little bit.
Stay tuned for future episodes of Dark Green, the Blackwood Chronicles. Thank you for joining us.
Ride him. I know you just want...
Oh, I want to ride him like you wouldn't believe.
Ooh. Oh, yay!
There you go!
Yay!
Okay.
Take a drink.
So...
Knights of the Night Podcast at KOTOnPodcast.com.
This is Chapter 17.
What?
What? Did I say 17?
Yeah.
I am on drugs. Take two.
And the greed lights up in Michael's eyes.
You are an artifact whore.
Well, don't say it like that.
I paid for that coin with blood.
A drop of blood. Let's
see you pushing to the front of the line, my friend.
No means no, woman.
One of my flaws is that I'm a beacon for spiritual energy.
Whoa!
What? What?
Nothing's beyond my medical skill.
What?
I don't have to rely on QB Dolls butter knives. Yeah.
Said the guy who injects drugs into his eyeballs.
What? What?
Needle in the eye, baby.
What? What?
Edited for cleverness.
What?
KOTNpodcast.com. Come join the fun.